Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 23, 2024. Compassion. But ye, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory in exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Jude verses 20 through 25. Today's morsel. I can remember when I went in the Army back in 1969. If you were a leader or person who showed compassion, you were seen as being too weak and too soft. But today, compassionate leadership is seen as the most effective and ones who possess great strength. I wonder what changed. I will tell you what changed. People heard about a man named Christ Jesus who was always moved with compassion, and they have seen what impact a compassionate leader or person can have on others. Being compassionate doesn't mean that you're weak. In most cases, it means that you understand the golden rule and that you desire to follow it. Jude says that we must keep ourselves in the love of God and on some have compassion. I have come to realize that some of the most lasting friendships and loving ones have been made through compassion for others. If you've never won a soul to the Lord, and you have wanted to see your witnessing skills come to fruition, then show others compassion. Be sincere about it, and you will catch a whole lot of fish. If you are single, you just might catch a fish that will become your mate for life. Just use great wisdom based upon the Word of God and your pastor's direction. Sing this song with me today. My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown, and lo, in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep, my clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my heart to stay, a song of praise, hallelujah. Thought for today, but thou, Lord, art God, full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Psalms chapter 86, verse 15.